Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We are now moving over from the Dallas Stars. We're going to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects. So we're happy to bring in Dave Morrison, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Dave, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate that.
Yep, always a pleasure from my end as well.
Well, Dave, you have some interesting players we want to talk to you about. And the guys that have obviously, except probably for one, were drafted a little bit later in the draft. But you guys have had, you know, success getting guys later, much to the surprise, I think, of some of the media members in Toronto who haven't done their research. And I want to talk about Antoine Bebo, you know, who was a goaltender you took in the sixth round in 2013. You know, with Val d'Or last year, who I thought, you know, did a very excellent job for them, and this is his, you know, his rookie opportunity to play in the American Hockey League. You know, how happy have you been with this guy's progress? Because it's not very often that sixth round picks come in, and all of a sudden, you know, they come in and get to play a game right away in the American Hockey League.
Well, you know, obviously we're really happy. You know, if you track back with him. You know, he was a fairly well thought of young goaltender. I think in his age group, he was one of the better goaltending prospects. And then I think he, you know, as a young man, and many of them do, probably, you know, neglected to maybe take care of himself and, you know, get his body in as good a shape as it should have been. So when he started his major junior career, he actually got cut. And I think that was kind of a watershed moment for him, where he made the decision to that he did want to be an NHL prospect and goaltender, and decided to really go hard at his fitness. And I think what we've seen since that moment is that he's just gotten better and better and better. So we're thrilled. I think we're happy we were able to get him when we got him, and you know, we hope that he continues to do what he's doing, and so far it's so good.
Yeah, he was so much fun to watch during that run last spring, and he is just a very athletic guy. I really like his glove hand. He's about the right size, too, now that it seems like you want an NHL goalie to be, because of the area that he can cover, and very aggressive. I like his aggressiveness, too.
Yeah, you know, I had a goalie coach tell me one time, you know, if a goalie has a real sharp glove, it's kind of an indication of overall coordination. And I think, you know, with Antoine, he does have a pretty sharp glove. So, and I think he does have that coordination and flexibility for a big guy to, you know, give him a chance to, you know, to succeed at these higher levels, which he seems to be doing so far. And, you know, he himself, the character, has been really good. He's putting the time and the effort in, and, you know, he's getting the results.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dave Morrison, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Dave, I want to ask you about Victor Louvre, who's a seventh-round pick of yours in 2012, played for Modo last year and has come over to make his debut in North America with the Marlies, and has come out with a bang. You know, two goals in two games, and what can you tell us about this defenseman? You know, 6'2", 200 pounds, and is 21 years of age, and you know, not very often do seventh round picks come in and have so much fanfare. I think the fans have fun with his last name, but you guys have to be pretty happy with how things have started so far with the Marlies.
Yeah, you know, I can go back to his draft year, you know, when he played in Södertälje, and he was, a kid that grew really late. And that seems to be the case, I think, with a lot of late blooming type players. You know, they develop physically later on, but, you know, he had a lot of energy. He had a physicality, which, you know, you don't often see, in some of the well, I shouldn't say some of them, but maybe in Sweden or some of the countries. But there was a real physicality to him, and there was an energy to him, and he had really good feet. You know, he had to, I think, learn some of the finer points of the defensive game, but he's done that. He's worked on it. And I think the natural abilities that he has, I think we saw those at the end of the Marlies game there on Sunday. So, we're excited about Victor. And I think this is going to be a big year for him to learn and develop his North American game.
Yeah, you have to be a really good skater these days to line up that big hit. And he's a guy that if you've got your head down, he will hit you like a ton of bricks, and he's very solid, and he has a pretty good offensive game too, but that physical part of his game is probably the biggest key, because you just don't see that in a lot of guys, because you can't really line up those kinds of hits anymore.
No, you know what, he has that, and you know, funnily enough, another one of our prospects, one of the more physical guys we have is Tom Nielsen, and Tom Nielsen hits really hard too. He's a little bit of a different hitter than Victor, but he sort of has a similar style in the sense that he'll catch you and, you know, especially in the neutral zone and close on you, sometimes more on the boards with Tom. But Victor certainly has that ability to catch somebody in open ice, and he's not afraid. He's not afraid, and he'll, I don't think he's a guy that's going to be fighting, but, you know, he stands up and he'll go back out and hit the guy again. So, we're pleased with that part of it. I think it's another dimension that it just adds to your group when you can have somebody like that.
Dave, when you look at Victor's game and he's going to come over to North America, and, you know, obviously the dimensions of the ice are different, so he's going to have to take, you know, different angles, and puck retrieval is going to have to be faster, and the first pass is going to have to be faster. Do you think those are going to be the three biggest aspects that he's going to have to, you know, work on as he progresses through the American Hockey League?
Yes, absolutely. I would think that's exactly what it is. It's just that, you know, the retrieval and the pass, you know, and that's making the quick decisions. And, you know, that's, you know, typically for all first year pros, I think, you know, all young defensemen kind of have to go through that transition, you know, early in the American League, to be able to do that. And, I don't see any reason why Victor isn't going to be able to do it. But if there are any hiccups, it's probably going to be in that area. You know, and I thought yesterday there were times when he might have been a little better with his decisions early in the game, but I thought he got even better in that particular game. So, which is a good sign. And I think, you know, he will pick this up.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dave Morrison, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Dave, I want to ask you about Tyler Biggs, who's a player you took 22nd overall in 2011. You know, big, massive, strapping kid, you know, 6'3", well over 220 pounds, and in his second year as a pro. And we know that jump from junior into the American Hockey League, regardless if you're big or small, is, you know, is a difficult one. What are your thoughts on Tyler Biggs and how he's going to be able to progress and what he needs to do this year to take his game to another level?
Well, obviously, we drafted Tyler for his physical, you know, the power that he had and that potential of his game. I think being able to do things at a higher speed was going to be the challenge. And I think he's made strides in that area. And I, you know, he's a good kid. He's working really hard. Does he have some areas to still work on in that regard? Yes, he does. But he continues to do the right things to help him get to the point where he'll have a chance to move up. So, you know what, with him, I think it's just a case of being patient. I think he has that physicality to him that we like. He finishes checks. And right now he's just trying to work on rounding out his overall game. So, you know, it's a process with some of these kids. Some of them get it, you know, quicker than others. And, you know, you can see in Stuart Percy's case how he, you know, probably went a little quicker than we thought. Well, you know, in Tyler's case, you know, it may take a little more patience than we thought. But, you know, we're still very hopeful that he's going to develop that power game that, you know, the teams actually covet. You know, some of those guys take a little bit longer, and we're going to have to be patient here with him.
To me, it's the most elusive thing in hockey is to find those power guys. And so I think being patient is definitely the key. And I always thought he was a high character guy, too, and always showed a lot of leadership abilities.
Yeah, Russ, I definitely agree. He's got that character. He's got all the right things. And, they're so hard to find, and I, you know, sometimes it's a, you know, you'll see guys, you know, in their fourth or fifth year actually, you know, start to hit what you wanted them to be. So,
yep.
I think we just have to sometimes sit back with some of these kids, especially as you say, Russ, the power guys, that they take longer. You know, their bodies, they're bigger kids. It's a tougher game to sometimes adapt to that pro game where all the defensemen are quicker, faster, stronger, smarter. You know, they have to be able to take those angles or get in on the forecheck or, you know, pick their spots when to do it so they can actually have an impact. And you know, those are challenges for a young guy in that position to master.
Dave, do you, when you're talking to Tyler Biggs and your development guys, use models of power guys that are in the NHL? You know, I could, you know, off the top of my head, you could have got like Kyle Clifford in L.A. where it took him a little bit to sort of figure out how he's going to be really effective at the NHL level and say, hey, look, Tyler, don't worry about it. Don't worry about where you were drafted. Look at some of these players that have your size and play your style of game, and this is how long it took them, and this is what they had to do to, you know, take that next step. And if you follow the process and you keep working hard and you have the character, don't worry about it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we've done a lot of those things. You know, that's more on the development side. Our American Hockey League coaches that, you know, have worked with them in that regard. And, they, you know, I think they've had different examples to show him. And, you know, he's receptive, obviously. He's that kind of kid. And, you know, I don't talk to him quite as much as when I, you know, in his draft year and maybe immediately thereafter. But I know, you know, based on my conversations with our guys that, you know, it's a work in progress. And he's, you know, continuing to work at it. So, again, it's just the case of he is getting the information. We just have to be patient with him. And who knows? As I say, with some kids, it can go quick, and others it takes longer, and you just don't know. I mean, when the light's going to go on.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left in this segment, Dave. I want to ask you about Josh Levo, who, you know, we've talked about him on the show with you the last, what, 3 years, and just a kid that, you know, was athletic and just slow. He was beginning to blossom before your eyes. And how happy have you guys been with his progress over the last year?
Well, you know, really, really happy, I guess. You know, he really knocked on the door hard in this training camp. And I think if it hadn't been for that little foot injury he got at the wrong time there, he might still be up there. So, you know, Josh has continued to develop for us. And he's a really talented kid with that ability to possess the puck along the walls and down low and make plays. And, you know, he's very quick in a tight space for a good sized kid. And, you know, he's not afraid of the physicality either. So no, we're very happy with him. And, you know, I think, being with the Marlies is definitely not going to hurt him getting, you know, lots of ice time and continuing to work on his game. So no, he's a good prospect for us.
Yeah, you know, what I like about him is that, you know, he's energetic, makes intelligent plays, particularly on the forecheck, and, you know, he's pretty good at taking away time and space, and, you know, he seems to be around the puck, around the play, and, you know, like you had mentioned before, an athletic guy who just needed to sort of round out his game and, you know, catch up from a hockey standpoint. So I think he's a player I'm really looking forward to see how he progresses, Dave. And I think you have to be pretty happy with how, you know, majority of your prospects have developed so far in the last year and a half.
Yeah, we have been happy. And, you know, that's a credit to, you know, my staff and, you know, our development people as well, that, you know, guys have been working hard and actually the kids themselves. You know, the kids are taking that information that, you know, our organization is giving them and they're using it. You know, and you know what? So far, so good. We're happy, but you know what? We're not near where we need to be as an organization, and you know, we got to keep continuing to drive the message home and keep our foot on the gas pedal. And you know, hopefully, in the not too distant future, we're starting to get somewhere with all these kids, and that's the goal.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate it, and we will definitely see you at the rink.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's a pleasure.
That's Dave Morrison, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Russ and I are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after these important messages.